This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And it looks like the sun is coming out, Todd.
It's beautiful. Nice it's been outside. Raining for the last 2 days, and finally we're seeing some sun.
I know, and we're inside. What's going on? What's wrong with this picture?
This is my last deal inside. I'm outside after this.
We'll make this quick.
At least walking back and forth.
Good for you. We'll make this quick for you so you can go outside and get some sun. All right. How's the conference going for you so far,
by the way? It's been great. I've been in the exhibit hall maybe 2 minutes, but
2 minutes.
For me, this is a great opportunity to get a lot of CEOs in the same place and meet with them and their teams. And, you know, it's a cost-saving measure for me to come here and have 40 meetings.
Exactly. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's right. You got everybody right here under one roof. So
and sometimes I can get them to focus on payments for a second, and other times they want to talk about what's happening on the Hill.
Well, we're in that city, so we're right in the right place. So, Todd, what's new at Co-op these days? What can you report? What's on the horizon? What's going on right now?
We had our best year ever in 22 from a new sales, new clients perspective, and there was a few things happening inside the organization. You know, we built an organization 5 years ago, and we sort of expected that organization to carry us forward, and it did for five solid years. And over the Christmas holidays, and somewhere, you know, over the last quarter, I guess, of the last year, we made some changes in our organization, all designed to make us easier to work with.
Good,
right? You know, we've made huge progress in 5 years, but I'm sort of never satisfied. My team's never satisfied, and so some of the big changes I think will be we moved our relationship teams closer to the service teams. They now report into a single channel.
Oh, okay.
And so hopefully gives us one less place to jump from one team to another to get something done.
Yeah, making it more efficient.
And then we put all of our dev and data teams into our product and innovation team. Again, trying to reduce the number of leaps you've got to take to get things out the door. And so all about on-time delivery and speed to delivery.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speed is the name of the game.
Making those changes to be easier to work with.
Speed is the name of the game today, for sure. So how does this how does it translate to the partner experience, if you will? So what can credit unions expect from their partnership with Co-op now that you've made all these changes?
Well, I hope that one, you know, again, will be easier to work with. Less things get lost in translation. I would like to say that in 20 and 20 or 21 and 22, I probably would have given us a B on our delivery. We did a lot of really great stuff. But not everything was perfect, right? And I felt like these changes would give us a better chance to make those things come out on time. So more consistency in roadmap delivery and hopefully more speed to market.
Very, very important. So what do these solutions look like? What's the banking consumer clamoring for? What are they shouting from the mountaintops?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously what happened in COVID is everything raced forward. More digital, more delivery. I don't want to come to the branch anymore. I'm scared to come to the branch was what it was for a little while, right? I think we're over most of that now. But it crammed about 7 or 8 years of the digital acceleration into a single year or two. And so I think what consumers are, members of the credit unions are looking for, more self-service, more real-time. Right. I mean,
They're looking for speed too, right?
They're absolutely looking for speed. With the advent of 5G, you can deliver so much more to the mobile device. They expect their payments, their travel notifications, all that stuff to function in real time. They want to self-serve on disputes and chargebacks, right? If they say, hey, I'm looking at this thing in my app and it's not my transaction, they want to click on it and say, that's not mine. Do that, fill out all the data and submit it. Credit Union can verify against it.
I like that. Gosh.
That's a 23 thing.
Okay.
For us.
Let's make that a reality.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. I like that a lot. So how in the world does a credit union scale this type of stuff? So,
well, I think the best way to do it is through partners, right? I mean, I think about what we spend, for the last 3 years, we've probably spent close to $50 million a year doing these things.
Wow.
And so to think that every credit in the country would do that without us as a partner, that seems really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm a huge believer in CUSOs. Obviously, I run one, but I think if you're in the credit union space, it's a great way to focus your money and spend time doing the things you need to do to differentiate, right?
Yeah, I keep thinking of when you people mention CUSOs, I keep thinking of Linda Bodie last night, who was honored last night at the Wegner, and she was one of the ones that first told me, and she oversees a smaller credit union,
right,
but she is a big proponent of leveraging CUSOs, leveraging partnerships.
Absolutely.
And that allows her to do her job, or the credit union do what
absolutely
it does best, and they come in and they do
best. Absolutely. I mean, at their core, credit unions take deposits, lend money,
mm-hmm,
but there's a whole lot of differentiation in their market, in their individual markets,
mm-hmm,
they can focus on, and she's a great example of differentiation in a market, right? Some of the core things they need: digital card issuance, push to merchant, push to wallet, just plain card issuance, right? Those are things that they're all going to do fairly similarly,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to build solutions that allow them to do that easily,
but
also give them the power to customize it enough that they can make it their own if
mm-hmm
they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So using our API stack, they can mm-hmm do a lot of things like that.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game too, is to personalize that type of stuff.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's what members are looking for.
We talked a few years ago about segment of one,
mm-hmm,
right? And at first we approached it from a fraud perspective,
mm-hmm,
which is you and your spouse do not shop the same, even though you may have the same card in your wallets, right?
Yeah.
And so how can I put a model around you that captures the fraud that would happen for each
good
of you
point
individually without understanding what you are? Same thing with new product offerings, right? We want to help credit unions figure out what's the next best thing to offer,
mm-hmm,
right? Who's going to trip next,
mm-hmm,
right? What can we do to save them from a tripping? Is there something we're missing here,
mm-hmm,
Taking the data that we have,
mm-hmm,
almost 9 million transactions a year of purchasing stuff, I can tell a lot about you.
I bet you can.
I can tell if you've got kids or don't have kids, or if vacations are your thing or not your thing. So I also can predict, probably, if I've got enough data, when you're going to buy your next new car.
Exactly.
Right? And so
somebody told me that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on its customers. So I'm not sure if that's altogether true.
I'm not sure I believe that, because Amazon knows what you're buying down to the SKU level.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
That's just something that I heard.
They can tell you how old your baby is based on the size diapers you buy.
They can remind you when their birthday is, too.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. All right, last question, and I'll let you get out in the sun. You spend a lot of time with credit union CEOs. Does this message of lifestyle over life stage resonate with them?
So, yeah, it really does.
Every
credit union is geared to this life stage, right? Car loan when you're 16, student loan when you're 20 or 18, right? Home loan when you're 25
mm-hmm
or 27, and then repeat, rinse and repeat,
mm-hmm,
rinse and repeat,
mm-hmm,
right? What we're helping credit unions see, and I think what a lot of credit unions are seeing, is that what's happening right now, moment to moment,
mm-hmm,
is actually just as important,
mm-hmm,
right? If they're pulling your card, your credit union's card, out of their wallet, 50, 60 times a month, or they're looking at your logo as they pay for something,
mm-hmm,
on a digital app,
mm-hmm,
right? That is a huge value to you. And that way, when it's time for them to be engaged in a life stage,
mm-hmm,
moment, like a loan,
right,
they're going to think, I'm going to call them first because they know me.
Right.
They see what I'm doing every day. They understand my lifestyle. They're here to help. Putting those two together, they're both sources of income,
mm-hmm,
but putting those two things together can make for
they're very
really
complimentary
loyal member.
Yeah, exactly. So so the lifestyle will drive the life stage at some point. So good
absolutely
stuff. Alrighty, sir, anything else? Anything else to add to wrap up?
It's great to see you again.
Oh, good to see you as well.
I wish we saw each other more than just at conferences every
I know. Keep bumping into each other, all parts of the planet. So
always
good to see you, Todd.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much, and have fun with the rest of the show. Go grab some sun.
All right. See you later.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.